Chapter 10 Divine Splendor. Introduction. Krishna goes deeper into the revelation of his divine being, revealing himself as the source from which all things come, the one who is the reality behind the many. Though the source of all virtues, he is also the ultimate reality that transcends all opposites. Thus he is both happiness and suffering, birth and death, being and non-being. Like the Brahman of the Upanishads, he is beyond duality, utterly beyond the constricting categories of the things of this world. His true nature is beyond the reach of thought. He can only be known in the state of samadhi, where knower and known become one. Arjuna calls Krishna Purushottama, the supreme Purusha, the supreme person. Krishna is now no human charioteer, but Bhagwan, the munificent Lord. And Arjuna, leaving his warrior persona behind, now stands revealed as a seeker after truth. At Arjuna's request, Krishna now reveals a few of his divine powers and attributes, vibhutis. From this point on, the chapter becomes difficult because of the many unfamiliar names that are mentioned. In whatever category, Krishna is the chief, the best, the most intense, the most beautiful, the most awesome, the essence. Many of the allusions will be familiar. For example, among rivers, Krishna is the Ganges. But many of the names come from Hindu mythology and are not well known. There is no room here to explain every name, but the following paragraphs will highlight a few of importance. First, Krishna is the Atman, the inner self in all beings. It is fitting that this be mentioned first, for of all his myriad manifestations, this is the most important, at least to the struggling spiritual aspirant that is Arjuna. Krishna is Arjuna's innermost self, and that is how he is to be known in contemplation. Of all the forms in which to meditate upon Krishna, the Atman is mentioned first. Krishna is Vishnu, the great, compassionate, sustaining God of the Hindu faith. It is Vishnu who cares so much about the sufferings of Mother Earth and her children that he comes to Earth again and again, in age after age, to relieve oppression and renew righteousness. Krishna is the sun, worshipped in India since ancient times. He is Indra, the chief of the Vedic gods, the lord of storm and battle, who hurls the thunderbolt against the enemies of the gods. In Vedic religion, he is a mighty lord, not to be trifled with. But later on, he must admit defeat at the hands of Krishna, who protects the people from Indra's stormy wrath. Krishna is also Shankara, the most beneficent aspect of the awesome deity Rudra, better known as Shiva. Among mountains, Krishna is Meru, the highest mountain home of Shiva and the other gods, the highest peak and the center of the world. Krishna is consciousness, the symbol Om, and the mantram or holy name. He is the mythic horse and the fabulous elephant that were produced when the cosmic ocean was churned for the elixir of immortality. Krishna is Ananta, the cosmic serpent on which Lord Vishnu sleeps. He is Varuna, Vedic god of the oceans, and Yama, the god of death. Among demons, asuras, he is Prahlada, who, though born in the race of demons, was devoted to God and never swayed in his love, even when his own father tried to kill him. And of course, Krishna is Rama, the great warrior prince, also an incarnation of Vishnu, whose exploits are told in the immortal epic, the Ramayana. Of all fields of knowledge, Krishna says, he is knowledge of the self. The study of Sanskrit and its grammar were important in ancient India, and Krishna doesn't neglect this field. He is A among letters. Among compound words, he is the Dvandva, which joins equals. He is the Gayatri, a particular meter found in the poetry of the Vedas, but generally taken to be a famous prayer from the Rig Veda, chapter 3, part 62, verse 10. Composed in that meter, which has been chanted every morning by countless worshippers for 3,000 years. It is fitting that among seasons, Krishna is the spring, the season of flowers. Less easily understood is his claim to be the gambling of gamblers. Krishna has a sense of play, and as gambling is the obsession of the gambler, it seems natural that Krishna might claim this as a vibhuti. Also, in ancient India, gambling was considered a royal pastime, and no king of repute would refuse a friendly game of dice. In the human realm, Krishna is the son of Vasudeva, a prince of the Vrishni line. In other words, the human form that is Arjuna's friend and charioteer. He is also Arjuna, and he is Vyasa, the composer of the Gita, indeed of the whole Mahabharata. Wherever Arjuna finds strength, beauty, or power, Krishna concludes, he should recognize it as coming from a spark of Krishna's glory. Then, after overwhelming Arjuna with this stupendous list of divine powers and revelations, Krishna asks casually, "But what use is it to know all of these details? The important fact is to know that I am, and that a tiny portion of my being supports all things." Chapter 10. Divine Splendor. Krishna. Listen further, Arjuna, to my supreme teaching, which gives you such joy. Desiring your welfare, O strong-armed warrior, I will tell you more. Neither gods nor sages know my origin, for I am the source from which the gods and sages come. Whoever knows me as the Lord of all creation, without birth or beginning, knows the truth and frees himself from all evil. Discrimination, wisdom, understanding, forgiveness, truth, self-control, and peace of mind. Pleasure and pain, birth and death, fear and courage, honor and dishonor. Non-violence, charity, equanimity, contentment, and perseverance in spiritual disciplines. All the different qualities found in living creatures have their source in me. The seven great sages and the four ancient ancestors were born from my mind and received my power. From them came all the creatures of this world. Whoever understands my power and the mystery of my manifestations comes without doubt to be united with me. I am the source from which all creatures evolve. The wise remember this and worship me with loving devotion. Their thoughts are all absorbed in me, and all their vitality flows to me. Teaching one another, talking about me always, they are happy and fulfilled. To those steadfast in love and devotion, I give spiritual wisdom, so that they may come to me. Out of compassion, I destroy the darkness of their ignorance. From within them, I light the lamp of wisdom and dispel all darkness from their lives. Arjuna, you are Brahman Supreme, the highest abode, the supreme purifier, the self-luminous, eternal spirit, first among the gods, unborn and infinite. The great sages and seers, Narada, Asita, Devala, and Vyasa too, have acclaimed you thus. Now you have declared it to me yourself. Now, O Krishna, I believe that everything you have told me is divine truth. O Lord, neither gods nor demons know your real nature. Indeed, you alone know yourself, O Supreme Spirit. You are the source of being, and the master of every creature, God of gods, the Lord of the universe. Tell me all your divine attributes, leaving nothing unsaid. Tell me of the glories with which you fill the cosmos. Krishna, you are a supreme master of yoga. Tell me how I should meditate to gain constant awareness of you. In what things and in what ways should I meditate on you? O Krishna, you who stir up people's hearts, tell me in detail your attributes and your powers. I can never tire of hearing your immortal words.
Krishna, all right, Arjuna, I will tell you of my divine powers. I will mention only the most glorious, for there is no end to them. I am the true self in the heart of every creature, Arjuna, and the beginning, middle, and end of their existence. Among the shining gods, I am Vishnu. Of luminaries, I am the sun. Among the storm gods, I am Marichi. And in the night sky, I am the moon. Among scriptures, I am the Samaveda. And among the lesser gods, I am Indra. Among the senses, I am the mind. And in living beings, I am consciousness. Among the Rudras, I am Shankara. Among the spirits of the natural world, I am Kubera, god of wealth, and Pavaka, the purifying fire. Among mountains, I am Meru. Among priests, I am Brihaspati. And among military leaders, I am Skanda. Among bodies of water, I am the ocean. Among the great seers, I am Bhrigu. And among words, the syllable Om. I am the repetition of the holy name, and among mountains, I am the Himalayas. Among trees, I am the Ashvata, the sacred fig. Among the Gandhavas, the heavenly musicians, I am Chittaratra. Among divine seers, I am Narada. And among sages, I am Kapila. I was born from the nectar of immortality as the primordial horse and as Indra's noble elephant. Among human beings, I am the king. Among weapons, I am the thunderbolt. I am Kamaduk, the cow that fulfills all desires. I am Kandarpa, the power of sex, and Vasuki, the king of snakes. I am Ananta, the cosmic serpent, and Varuna, the god of water. I am Aryaman among the noble ancestors. Among the forces which restrain, I am Yama, the god of death. Among animals, I am the lion. Among birds, the eagle, Garuda. I am Prahlada, born among the demons. And of all that measures, I am time. Among purifying forces, I am the wind. Among warriors, Rama. Of water creatures, I am the crocodile. And of rivers, I am the Ganges. I am the beginning, middle, and end of creation. Of all the sciences, I am the science of self-knowledge. And I am logic in those who debate. Among letters, I am A. Among grammatical compounds, I am the Dwandva. I am infinite time and the sustainer, whose face is seen everywhere. I am death, which overcomes all, and the source of all beings still to be born. I am the feminine qualities, fame, beauty, perfect speech, memory, intelligence, loyalty, and forgiveness. Among the hymns of the Samaveda, I am the Brihat. Among poetic meters, the Gayatri. Among months, I am Margashirsha, first of the year. Among seasons, I am spring, that brings forth flowers. I am the gambling of the gambler, and the radiance in all that shines. I am effort, I am victory, and I am the goodness of the virtuous. Among the Vrishnis, I am Krishna, and among the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Among sages, I am Vyasa, and among poets, Ushnas. I am the scepter which metes out punishment, and the art of statesmanship in those who lead. I am the silence of the unknown, and the wisdom of the wise. I am the seed that can be found in every creature, Arjuna, for without me nothing can exist, neither animate nor inanimate. But there is no end to my divine attributes, Arjuna. These I have mentioned are only a few. Wherever you find strength or beauty or spiritual power, you may be sure that these have sprung from a spark of my essence. But of what use is it to you to know all this, Arjuna? Just remember that I am, and that I support the entire cosmos with only a fragment of my being.